Lord, we come to you today and we thank you for each new day you give to us, to get to start over, to choose to lift our eyes to the heavens, to fix our eyes on you, Lord. Thank you for your new mercies every morning. There is always such hope in a new day with you, Lord, as you really do give hope to the hopeless and strength to the weak, strategies to the struggling, and healing to the sick. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus, I take authority and break off disorder, and I call it into kingdom order. Labels removed, peeled off, and erased. We come out of agreement with them, Lord. Discord in families and relationships is removed today. And in Jesus' name, may there be one accord in families, restoration, alignment, forgiveness, healing, and love restored today, Lord. In Jesus' name, I call down and break off false religions, teachings, doctrines, and any spirit of religion removed, walls demolished into bits, and all lies or twisted truth gone with it. God's truth revealed today that people's eyes would be opened to see in a new way. Lord, that those who have been hurt or cast out from the churches would see that you never left them, and that they are loved and wanted, and their hope deferred becomes hope renewed and restored. Strengthened today supernaturally in a way only you can do, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command the spirit of fear broken off, fear of man gone, spirit of tolerance broken off, spirit of bondage removed, unwrapped, unchained, released, and freedom over your children now, Lord, that they would feel a lightness, a freedom, and release over them as they walk into your light and lean into you. Lord, thank you for giving them boldness, courage, confidence from you, Lord, that they would be able to stand in what is right and good and pure and call out in love those things that are not. Lord, I declare and call out salvation for your people, that they would know what Jesus did for them and make him Lord of their life, that they would then choose water baptism to be renewed and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that they would hunger for all that you have for them today, Lord, right now, Lord. Lord, we thank you for who you are, what you do, and we praise you and lift your name high. We choose to walk in God's victory. For God is Jehovah Gabor Milkemah, the Lord mighty in battle, in Psalms 24:8. You are Jehovah Elimeth, the Lord God of truth, in Psalms 31:5. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, in Judges 6:24. You're a Prince of Peace, Lord, and we thank you for that. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, in Exodus 15:26. You, Lord, are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. All things we need, you provide, Lord, in Genesis 22:8. The Lord my exceeding joy, in Psalm 43:4. You are the Lord most high, in Psalm 47:2. You are El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, Genesis 17:1. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, in Revelations 1:8. You are the great I am. And I thank you, Lord, that no matter what we need, we can come to you, our ever-present, all-knowing, all-powerful Father. You are everything. You are the great I am. And Lord, I lift up each person to you reading this or listening to this now. Lord, you know their needs, their desires, and what they are in the battle of right now. They are calling out to you. And I thank you, Lord, that today they feel your tangible presence, your love, your goodness, that they know they are worthy of everything you have for them because they are your child. They are precious. They are loved. You have chosen them. And I thank you for that. It's in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.